The Army's mainstay protective gear is the outer tactical vest, a soft material body armor with hard plate inserts. It's supposed to protect a soldier from shrapnel and bullets. It's not supposed to do this.
You know, you couldn't put your arms forward. When you're rucking, it cuts you in the hips. You sit down, it cuts your circulation off in your legs.
Specialist Teresa Baldwin is 5 feet tall and compact. She's outfitted in full gear, a rifle slung across her chest. She's training for a deployment to Afghanistan this fall. Female soldiers prepare for missions the same way as their male counterparts, with situations that test physical readiness, stamina, and weapon skills. But Baldwin says the military's bulky standard body armor kept her uncomfortable. She says the problem is typical.
I mean, the 14% of the women in the military, I guarantee you more of them are under 5'5" than anything else.
The prototype female body armor recognizes both differences in height and body type. It's shorter in the waist, smaller around the shoulders, and wider in the chest. Libby Richardson works on product evaluation out of the U.S. Army's Abilene Test Center.
I think the biggest thing with females is typically body armor itself is sized by chest circumference. So as a female, your chest circumference is going to be one thing, but we're smaller in the waist. So when you put standard body armor on, it's cut straight, it's measured by chest, you put it on for your chest circumference, and you've got a lot of gapping here.
The 19-soldier test unit at Fort Campbell spent 2 weeks putting the armor through different environments, like crawling along the ground, going on long marches, and holding a weapon. As the soldiers put the new tactical vests through their paces on the rifle range, a team of researchers writes down their comments. Is it too tight? Does it rub your armpits when you run? Do you need more adjustability? The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive.
I'm living a dream when I wear this stuff, seriously.
Specialist Gillian Campbell calls the armor she had to wear before a terrible thing that kept her from lifting her arms above her head or bending over. Campbell is used to being the only woman in a unit. She says the new armor, called Gen 3, will level the playing field between her and the male soldiers.
I feel as though that I can now perform to my better ability. Because with men, they don't have the problems with the boobs. They don't have the problems with the hips. You know, our center of gravity is in our hips. Their center of gravity is in their shoulders. So with the Gen 3, it focuses more on the torso and being attached to the torso and not sitting on the hips or the shoulders. And I feel as though, yes, you know, I can perform better and I mainly outperform them as well.
Anderson says her only complaint is the military didn't come out with the armor for women sooner.
But, I mean, we're happy. It'll be good for our deployment.
17 of the 19 women in the field tests are part of the Army's new female engagement team, or FET, soldiers trained specifically to interact with Afghan women. Assistant Product Manager Major Joel Dillon was part of the armor design team. He says they picked the FET intentionally.
They're going to be going out on patrol with infantry units. They'll be going into towns and engaging with the female populace, and that's their job. But because of that, they're going to be on the front lines. We want to make sure they're some of the first ones to be fitted with this new armor.
The FET will take the current trial vests on their deployment. But other female soldiers will have to wait. Full production is still more than a year away. Dillon says the Army plans to test the new armor out on a full combat brigade next summer. For WKMS News, I'm Angela Hatton.